Okay, Rabbos, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Rosh Hashanah, daf Ches. And we are here at the two dots, right? We made it to the two dots yesterday. And the Mishnah had said, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon hold that Be'echa B'Tishrei, on the first day of Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah, as we know it, is Rosh Hashanah for Meiser Behema, right? We had said before, according to Tanakama, right, Rosh Hashanah for Meiser Behema was the first day of Elul, was Rosh Chodesh Elul. So Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Nushneh Mekra Echa Dorshu. Both of them are darshaning out the same pasuk, a pasuk in Te'ilim. The pasuk says, Lav shu karim hatzon, ve'amakim yatfu bar, yisroa'u, af yashir. So just to explain what the pasuk means, because it's kind of it's going to be important as the Gemara continues, right? Lav shu karim hatzon literally means, I guess in the vernacular, that the sheep are wearing pillows. And again, as Rashi says, they have more flesh because they become pregnant. So when the sheep become pregnant, v'amakim yatfu bar, and the valleys are going to be dressed in bar, in produce, let's say in wheat or sheaves or whatever, meaning they'll be full, there'll be a lot of grain. Yisroa'u af yashiru, right, they will sing the praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, Yisroa'u, right, since the grains are hard, or maybe the branches are harder, so they will, when they wave in the wind, right, so they make a noise, so that is the song that they are quote-unquote singing. So the Gemara says like this, Rabbi Meir holds, again, that Rosh Chodesh for them, for Meiser Behema, is in Elul. When are the sheep pregnant? So the bizman shamakim yatfu bar, the times when the valleys are dressed with lots of grain. When is that? That's be'adar. Right, so that is in adar. So therefore, mis abros be'adar ve'yoldos ba'av. Right, when the sheep get pregnant in adar, and 5 months later, we pointed out right in the Mishnah and Bechoros that says a behema daka, right, let's say a sheep or a goat, as opposed to the behema gasa, which is a cow, which is 9 months, but the behema daka, right, that is 5 months, and that's their gestation period. So therefore, if they're pregnant in adars, then they give birth in Av, and therefore Rosh Hashanah Shalahem Elul, right, on the first of Elul, is the cutoff point, right, where you can take Meiser Behema from last year's animals, and you can no longer take, right, again, then you have to split, right, the next year's animals have to be a different count. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, remember, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon say, no, Amos said, love shukar and matzon, when are the sheep becoming pregnant? Bizman shiz ro'u af yashiru, at the time when the branches are hard and they sway in the wind, right, they make this noise, it's they're singing praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Emasai, Shibolos Omru Shira, when do the sheaves sing Shira? When is this happening? That's Benisan. So therefore, Ms. Abra's Benisan, they become pregnant, the sheep become pregnant in Nisan, and be oldest Belo, then they give birth in Elul, and then Rosh Hashanah Shalahem Tishrei, and then therefore Rosh Hashanah is Tishrei. Vidach Na'ai, so now, okay, so both of them understand the puzzle, right, in their specific way. So what about the other way? Right? Why don't they understand it, right, according to the other guy? So Ve'idach Na'miyaksiv Yisroh Af Yashiru, right, what about... The pasuk says that, you know, again, when the branches become hard and they sway in the wind, right, they sing Shira. So Gemara says, no, ho, meaning, implying that that's a tkufa of Nisan. That's not the time of Adar. So why does he say that? Why does Rabbi Meir say that they get pregnant in Adar? So what's that referring to? Meaning the end of the pasuk, what is that referring to? Yisro af yashiru. So who alfasa the havyan b'misan. So that's with the late arriving sheep. That sometimes the sheep delay in becoming pregnant. That's a few of them, right, become pregnant later. That's what the pasuk ends off with. I vidach nami aksiva makim yatfu bar. Again, according to the Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Elazar, who held that the key time is when the branches are swaying and making this noise and singing Shira. What about Amakim Yatfu Bar, when the valleys are, you know, are dressed in grain, i.e. in other? So Gemara says, Ahu b'charfiyasa de'asan me'adar. That is what's it called? That's talking about the sheep that simply become pregnant earlier. Right, that they again that they start in Adar, meaning that there are a few sheep that do become pregnant in Adar. So that's the pasuk is talking about. So the Gemara says 1 second. Bishlam the Rabbi Meir dechsev lashu karim atzon b'sman shamakim yatru bar v'ikanami yisroa af yashiru. According to Rabbi Meir, who holds that we're talking about when the sheep become pregnant. When is that? That's when the valleys are dressed in grain, i.e. in Adar, and there are some sheep who later become pregnant in Nisan. So the pasuk is in order. Right, that's the flow of the pasuk. That's the continuation. The sheep become pregnant when the valleys are dressed in grain, right? And there are some who become pregnant in the time when the branches and the grains are making noise in the wind. El Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, Ibchami Bayale, right? But according to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, right, if they're telling me that the sheep become pregnant at the time when at the end of the pasuk that Yisro, that Yisro Af Yashiru, and then in the middle of the pasuk we have, and sometimes sheep become pregnant earlier, so Ibchami Bayale should have said the pasuk should have been in a different order, right? Lavshu Kar Matzon, Bismash Yisro, and therefore, and then Af Yashiru, Vikanami, and then, sorry, Yisro Af Yashiru, and then Vika Anami, and also at the end of the pasuk should have been Damakim Yafu Bar, Yathu Bar. So Gemara says, Elam Ravas, therefore the Gemara doesn't like this, that, and throws, it kind of throws that out, and Rava says, no, actually, the Kuliyama love Shukar Matzon Bizman Shamakim Yathu Bar. The Adar. Really, everybody holds that the sheep become pregnant in Adar. And so therefore, what's the machlokas? What's the machlokas? Whether the Rosh Hashanah is at the beginning of El or the beginning of Nisan? The machlokas is like this. And the pasuk says Aser Taser, nothing to do with Meiser Behema. Well, at least at face value, but that's talking about Meiser Dagon, right? Meiser, actual Meiser, as you know it. So that's Bishnei Meiser is because of the Medaber. The Gemara Darshan is that there are actually two Meisers that we're talking about: Echad Meiser Behema, Echad Meiser Dagon. That there's Meiser for Dagon, as we know, and then Meiser Behema as well, which we're talking about. Ooh. Swallowed some saliva. Ooh. Okay. down the wrong pipe. Okay. Rabbi Meir Sofer, Rabbi Meir holds Makish Meister Behemer to Meister Dagon. Rabbi Meir holds that we connect Meister Behemer to Meister Dagon. Ma Meister Dagon, Samach Legomro Ishuro, just like by Meister Dagon. Right, that the Meiser is just next to when it is Yishuro, meaning that right before it is finished, meaning that, again, the Meiser Tzvua, right, when is the Meiser Tzvua? Right, again, that the Rosh Hashanah is by Rosh Hashanah, right, that's when Rosh Hashanah is for the grains, for Maestros, right, when it becomes full, right after that, right, on Sukkot. So, just like by Meiser Dagon, right, Samach Legomro Isuro, that you take the Meiser from it, right before it becomes full, right, it's Af Meiser Behema, Samach Legomro Isuro. Just like, so too, by Meiser Behema, right before it finishes, meaning, i.e., in other words, in Rosh Chodesh Elul, right, that's right before the what's it called, will become pregnant, and give birth, rather, right? That's when the sheep will give birth, and therefore, right before that happens, right, we have the Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, hold, no, that we connect it differently, right? Makish Meiser Behemah LeMeiser Dagon. How do you connect Meiser Behemah LeMeiser Dagon? Ma Meiser Dagon Rosh Hashanah Shelo Tishrei, Af Meiser Behemah Rosh Hashanah Shelo Tishrei, right? Much more straightforward. Right, that you simply connect the Rosh Hashanahs, right, for Meiser Behema and Meiser Dagon. Okay, fine. Ve'echa b'tishrei Rosh Hashanah l'shanah, we said that on the first day of Tishrei and Rosh Hashanah that we know it, right, is Rosh Hashanah for the years. The Gemara says, l'may halachaza. What do you mean years? Right, it's very nice, but halacha, tachlis, right? Again, this is a Gemara, this is not a nice story. Right, what's the halacha that you tell me that Rosh Hashanah is the Rosh Hashanah for years? So Rapapa the Shtaros. Rapapa says for Shtaros, like we said before. The time that's been done. The Mishnah Shtari Chov Hamukdamin Hamukdamin Psulin Vamucharin Ksherin. Right, we said on already in the first page on the first Daflam Masechta that if you have a star that is predated, that is possible. If it's postdated, it is okay. Again, because if you remember, it has an issue with the Lekuchos that if someone can collect. If the borrower defaults on the loan, so then the lender can go collect from whatever property he has, and if the loan happened, right, if it's dated earlier, so then he can go after more property. Let's say if he borrowed it on first day of Nisan, right, and the shtar is predated to the first day of Adar, so then the lender can go after any property that the borrower may have owned between Adar and Nisan. But that's incorrect because the loan actually happened on the first day of Nisan. So therefore, the shtar is possible. But if it's delayed, so then the lender can go after less property, and then everything is fine. So that's what it's for. I mean, we need to know what year it is, right? When these shtaros are dated. That's not. But we learned in the Mishnah. One second. Hold on. Ve'echa b'Nisan, Rosh Hashanah Malachim, right? If you remember, the first daf of the Masechta, we said that the first day of Nisan is Rosh Hashanah for kings, right? V'arminan, and we said, L'mai halachaza, what's the halacha for that? V'amar of Chisla l'shtaros. Hey, one second, we already had a halacha for shtaros. Right? We said that you date the shtaros based on the reign of the king. So what do you mean, that Rosh Hashanah for Tish Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah for Shanim, right? For Shtaros, what do you mean? We already have a halacha for Shtaros. So Gemara says you're right. Lo kasher kan l'malchei Yisrael kan l'malchei umas olam. And Echanami, that's what we said before, that there's a split between Jewish kings and non-Jewish kings. That the Jewish kings count from Nisan and the non-Jewish kings count from Tishrei. Ay Elah Had Amar Pchizra Lo Shalom El l'malchei Yisrael Aval l'malchei umas olam mitishrei. So one second, but Rav Chisda came and made a statement. If you remember. Right, he said on Daf Gimel, right, that he made this split between Nisan and Tishrei, that they're Jewish kings and not Jewish kings. So Rav Chisda must Nisan also Lashminan. Wait, you tell me that Rav Chisda is just trying to tell us what the Mishnah is? Right, the Mishnah has two halachos, right? One for the Rosh Hashanah for Tishrei is for Shanim, and Rosh Hashanah for Nisan is for Malachim, and both of them for Shtaros. So Rav Chisda says, oh, I have a great chap. Rosh Hashanah for Tishrei is for Malachim for non-Jewish kings. Rosh Hashanah for Nisan is for Jewish kings. But that's a pshat. Meaning, what do you mean? He doesn't need to teach us a Mishnah. So Gemara says, you're right. Rav Chisda kray also l'shminan. Right? Rav Chisda, no. Rav Chisda is coming to tell us about the psukim, right? If you remember on Daf Gimel, right? We all those psukim to prove one way or another. V'boy seima, or another answer, Rav Chisda k'rabi zeira masneila. Maybe Rav Chisda is trying to teach us like Rabbi Zeira. The Rabbi Zeira amar l'tkufa. The Rabbi Zeira said that Rosh Hashanah for Tishrei is for the Tkufa, meaning that the Tkufa Sachama, meaning the seasons, right, start in order, that they start from Tishrei. And in Echanami, the Achronim debate, like, who cares? Like, when? Why do you need to know when the Tkufos are? But we know the two Tkufos of the years, and we know the Moledes Hashanah HaLevana, Rashi says, right, that starts from Tishrei. The Molad, that's when we start the cycle over there. Okay, that's what he's coming to teach us. Rabbi Elazar, it's really Rabbi Elazar Shita that he's trying to teach us. Right, the Amar B'Tishrei Nivra Olam, and we're holding right this Machlokas when the world was created, either in Tishrei or in Nisan. So again, we're holding like Rabbi Elazar, who says that in Tishrei the world was created, and therefore the Tkufos, the seasons, start in Tishrei. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar, Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, no, I'll give you another answer. What does it mean that Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah for Shanim for years? L'din, right, for judgment. That's the one perhaps that we're most familiar with. Tichtiv, and again, we had this drasha already as well. Mereshis Hashanah Vad Achris Shana, Kosh Baruch was looking at Eretz Yisrael from the beginning of the year to the end of the year to judge it. Mereshis Hashanah Nidon Mayyeh B'Sofa, right, at the beginning of the year, what is judged to be at the end of the year. So the Gemara says, I have in mind Tishrei who? Okay, but that pasuk doesn't mention Tishrei. How do you know that that happens in Tishrei? So Gemara Darshan's, Dichtiv, Tiku, B'chod the Shofar, B'Kesel Le'Yom Chageinu, right, blow the Shofar on the Kesel Le'Yom Chageinu, Ezu Chag, She HaChodesh Miskaseba, which holiday is the Chodesh, is the moon, right, covered, right? Most holidays happen in the middle of the month when the moon is full. But which holiday is it when the chodesh is covered? Is miskasa? Hamir is the Rosh Hashanah. That's talking about Rosh Hashanah. That's when you blow the shofar. Uksiv, and then the pasuk says ki chok l'Yisrael hu mishpat l'vkeyakov. Right? There's mishpat. There's a judgment going on. That's how we know that the judgment is happening on Rosh Hashanah. Tan Rabbanan will under the brayso ki chok l'Yisrael hu mishpat l'vkeyakov. Right? Again, the pasuk we just quoted. Melamed in Beizdin Shalmala Nechnasin Ladin Elam Ken Kitchu Beizdin Shalmata as a Chodesh. Right? We say that the Kosh Baruch Hu, right, the Gemara says that the Kosh Baruch Hu sits in judgment only after Beizdin downstairs, right, in this world, has been Mekadesh the Chodesh. Right? This is really the basis of if you ever learn Sefer Nefesh HaChaim. So that's already also very very much talks about this, that the stuff that happens down here, Kosh Baruch Hu is almost Mevater. You know, we control the Moadim. Right, whatever happens down in this world, and of course, Baruch Hu acts accordingly. So anyways, when we were Mekadesh the Chodesh, when we set up the Zmanim, so, and Kosh Baruch Hu waits for the judgment until we say it is Rosh Chodesh. Again, Kichok L'Yisraelu, right? Then Mishpat Elo L'Keyakov, right? The Mishpat only comes after Kichok L'Yisraelu. Tani Yidech, another Brisa teaches us, Kichok L'Yisraelu, what does that teach us? Ainly El L'Yisrael, right? Again, that only teaches us that Kosh Baruch Hu judges Am Yisrael and Rosh Hashanah. L'Umos Olam Inayin, how do you know that he also judges the other nations? Tam Olam, therefore the Pasuk says, Mishpat Elo L'Keyakov, right? Again, this is a Mishpat for Elo L'Keyakov. So, In Kemal Tam Olam Kichok L'Yisrael. Okay, well, meaning if you're telling me that the beginning of the pasuk is the Jewish judgment, right, and the end of the pasuk is Goyish judgment, so what again? What does it mean that why do you have to tell me that the Jews go first, right? So Malamish Yisrael Nechnasin Tchila L'Din. Sorry, not that. Why do you have to tell me? But that's what it means. Meaning that the pasuk is teaching me that yes, of course, Baruch Hu judges the Jews and the Goyim, but that the Jews come first. Because Rav Chisda, as Rav Chisda says, Dam Rav Chisda Melech V'Tzibur Melech Nechnas Tchila L'Din. Right, if you're judging a king and then the nations. Right, again, the mashal here is that Am Yisrael is the king, and the rest of the nations are right his subjects, I guess. So that the king comes in first. Shemar's Pasuk says Mishpat Avdo Umishpat Amo. Okay, my time. What's the reason the king goes first? So Ibai Seema, either you could tell me Lav Orcha Ara Lamekam Malka Avroy, right? It's not appropriate for the king to sit there while everybody else is getting judged. Ibai Seema, or you could say Mikame Delifo Shcharnaf, right? We want Kosh Baruch Hu wants to judge the king before he gets all, right, quote unquote, gets all upset, Kiviyachal, at all the sins of the king, right? So right before Kosh Baruch Hu gets all angry, right? You can imagine going into a judge after he's all angry, so the outcome is not as good as if he's just sitting down at the beginning. Okay, obviously, Kiviyachal. Okay. He said, Lishmitin. They said with Rosh Hashanah on Tishrei is the first, is Rosh Choda, is Rosh Hashanah for Shemitah. This question is, Minalan, how do you know? Tichtivas, but it says, Roshanah Shevi is Shabbos Shabboson, Yel Aretz. Right, again, in the seventh year is going to be Shabbos Shabboson, that's Shemitah, this year, right? Shemitah, Ugmar, Shana Shana mi Tishrei. And we have Xer Shabba, right? We can have the word Shana from Tishrei. Tichtiv, the Pazak says, Mirajis Hashanah, the Vilig, Mirajis Hashanah. As I, as the Gemara says, Viligmor, Shana Shana mi Nisan. Well, why don't you learn the word Shana Shana from Nisan? Again, we had this before. Dechtiv Rishon Hu Lachem Lachodshe Hashana. Nisan also mentions the word Shana. So the Gemara here, right? If you remember over there, the Gemara, it was yesterday, the day before, as the Gemara darshan that we wanted a mention of Shana and Chodashim because that was Gzeir Shava. Here we're connecting Shana and Shana, and therefore Shana plus Chodashim is less desirable. That's why we choose here. We choose Tishrei here as opposed to the drasha before we had. We chose Nisan, right? So therefore, that's what the Gemara says. Dan in Shana she'ini machadashim, mishana she'ini machadashim. Right? If you have Gzeir Shava, where you mention the word Shana without months, that's better than a mention of Shana with months. Right? We ain't done in Shana she'ini machadashim. We're not going to connect a mention of years of Shana without the mention of months from something mishana she'ishi machadashim from a mention of years that also mentions the months. Okay, Ula Yovelos, and for Yovel, we said that the Rosh Hashanah is the Rosh Chodesh for Yovel, so the Gemara says, the Rosh Hashanah for Yovel. So Gemara says, Yovelos be'echoy betishrei hu. Gemara says, one second, that's a question, I mean, as we'll see in a second, it's Machlokas, but again, we've been quoting Rabbi Shmuel Benosha, Rabbi Yochan Ben Baroka, this is where it's from, right? Yovelos be'echoy betishrei hu. One second, does Yovel really start at the first of Nisa, of Tishrei? Yovelos be'echoy betishrei hu. Right, the Yovel technically starts at the 10th of Tishrei, right? After they blow the shofar on Yom Kippur, three halachas of Yovel, the slaves go free, the land goes back to Yerusha, and again, there's a Shemitah year, right? You don't work the land. So the pasuk says, "Biyom Kippurim Tavir Shofar Mikol Eretzachem." Right, you blow the shofar on Yom Kippur. So what do you mean that Yovel starts on Rosh Hashanah? So Gemara says, "Hamani, who's this? Whose shita is this?" In the Mishnah, Rabbi Shmuel Beno Shor Rabbi Yochanan Ben Brokei. Right, the Tanya is one that Rabbeisa. V'kidashtem Eis Shnasa Chamishim Shana. You should make right the 50th year holy. Ma Talmud Lomar, what are you teaching me? The Fishanem Rabbi Yom Kippurim. Right, because the pasuk tells me that on Yom Kippur you blow the shofar. So Yochel Lo Yehem Iskadeshes Ela Meyom Kippur Ve'Elach. So you might have thought, says Rabbi Shmuel ben Baroka, that Yovel is only Kadosh from Yom Kippur on. So therefore, Talmud Lomar, therefore the Pasuk tells me, V'kideshtem es shnasa chamishim. It tells me, V'kadesh the 50th year, V'melam eishim es kadeshes v'olechas mitchilasa. So to teach me that at the beginning, at Rosh Hashanah, right, it's already Kadosh, and can continue. So Mikan Amar Rabbi Shmuel Benosha Rabbi Yochanan Ben Broka, and that's exactly, this is what Rabbi Shmuel says, that Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, right, in this limbo stage, right, between, again, the halachos take place right after you blow the shofar. But Yovel is Kadosh at the beginning of Rosh Hashanah. So Rabbi Shmuel explains that from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, lo hayu avadim niftarim levateim, right, the slaves weren't free from their houses, but v'lo mishtabdim ladanam, but they didn't have to serve their masters. Ella, rather, what would the servants do? The slaves do. Ochlam shosin usmichim, right? They would eat and drink and happy. Right, it was a 10-day party. Right, vatrosam baroshem, they had crowns on their heads. Right, and then kevan shegi Yom Kippur. As soon as Yom Kippur hits, so then tikkun beisdin b'shofar. Then they would blow the shofar, and then niftir avadim levateihem v'sodos chozos levalei. And then the slaves become free, and the fields go back to their owners. All right, the halachos of Yovel hit. I have a Rabbanan shun, and what does the Rabbanan do? Right, again, what do the Rabbanan do with this? Seems like to be a pretty good drasha. So they say, Shana metam kadesh, we etam kadesh chadashim. Right, they're not mekadesh months. Meaning, that, what's it called? That when you say you're mekadesh the shnasa chamishim, right? What does that mean? Right? I mean that the Yovel comes in, right? I mean, when Beis Din says Mekudesh Mekudesh, right? There's no mitzvah to be Mekadesh the month. Hold on, what does this mean? Hold on. Right, so if you look at Rashi, so Shana Matzah Mekadesh, right? It's about halfway down. Right, kishishnas yovel nechnesas mitzvah al beis din lomer mekudesh is hashana, that the mitzvah on beis din is to say that the year is mekudesh, right? Mekadesh mekudesh 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 hashana, that they have to say, beis din has to say that the year is holy. But this is according to the shita viata mekadesh shum chodesh, but beis din does not say mekudesh mekudesh when for the month, right? This is again, this is a machlokas we'll get to in about 3 weeks, right? That like Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, that says that whether, right, they're making the new month on the 29th or the 30th, right? Beis Din does not say Mekudosh, right? Does not make a declaration that Mekudosh HaChodesh, right? That the month is what's it called? So the Rabbanan simply learned from that pasuk, V'kidash Temes, Shnasa Chamishim, that the mitzvah is on Beis Din to say Mekudosh HaShana, but Beis Din does not say Mekudosh HaChodesh when they designate a new month. Okay, we'll stop here. This goes a little further, but we'll stop here. We'll go weiter in the Halakha Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.